Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. It is Divine Mercy Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, and today we have preaching myself, the editor, Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, with a preaching that I am calling Join in the Good News. The Gospel is from John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see the mark of nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them, and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here, and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. And Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. Thus ends the reading. This has a lovely flow to it of Jesus, who has been sent by the Father, sending out his disciples for what? For the forgiveness of sins. For that is why he came. And yet, Thomas is reluctant to trust that that is true. And Jesus appears to him, and then he believes and even calls Jesus God. And he is completely on board then. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe, which is where we come in. We have not experienced the risen Lord in the way they have, yet have we come to believe? Can we be sent by Jesus and join in his mission? That is what's supposed to happen if this mission is going to continue on as it has for 2,000 years. Why didn't Thomas believe? Well, perhaps the other disciples were not that convincing because they were not so convinced, still a bit on the fence. If they had already changed their lives in a week instantly, then I think Thomas would have been convinced. He would have seen something must have happened. So maybe they weren't that convincing. In any case, if others are going to come to believe in Jesus and his forgiveness for the world, they will have to see it reflected in our own lives. our words will only have conviction if they're connected to lives of forgiveness and joy and love. Then others can hear from us and that word can spread. We have to become part of the good news, and our lives need to be good news for others, and then our words will carry weight with them. That's our challenge now, every day, but particularly, I think, this Easter season, to really join in the good news and be a part of it to a world that is desperate to hear a word of forgiveness and good news and love. God bless you in that task today.